Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia, tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso.
Apúntalos a Club Junior, aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Bauga. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobauga.com.
Hay maneras de empezar el día. Y claro, hay mejores formas de empezar el día. Y es que en las mañanas con Vaughan empiezan con un saludo.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas, más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más. Richard Vaughan Live.
No excuses. No excuses. No excuses. No excuses. Look. No excuses.
Good morning, welcome to No Excuses, and we have a new guest this morning. What's your name?
Paula.
Ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
From Madrid.
And a full sentence, I'm from Madrid.
I'm from Madrid.
Ask her where she was born.
Where were you born?
I was born here in Madrid, capital of Spain, yeah.
Of Spain?
Of Spain.
Good. Ask her where her parents are from.
Where are your parents from?
My dad is from Jerez de la Frontera, from Cádiz. And my mom is from here, from Madrid.
Okay. Ask her if she goes to Jerez often. Do you?
Do you go to Jerez often?
Good, and again.
Do you go to Jerez often?
Not much, actually.
Okay, ask her when she last went there.
When did you last go to Jerez?
I think it was 10 years ago.
I think.
It was 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Ask her when she lived in San Francisco.
Where?
When?
When? When did you live in San Francisco?
Last year.
Last year.
Last year.
And ask her if she liked it.
Did you like it?
Yes, a lot.
I loved San Francisco. Ask her if she went to see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Did you go to see the Golden Bridge Gate? Golden Gate Bridge? Golden.
Good, again.
Okay, did you go to see the Golden Gate Bridge?
One more time.
Did you go to see the Golden Gate Bridge?
Good.
Yes, I went, but a month later since my arrival.
A month after my arrival?
Yeah, month after my arrival.
Ask her if there was a lot of fog in San Francisco.
Was there a lot of fog in San Francisco?
Not many, but...
Not much.
Not much, but it was very rainy.
Okay. Ask her if she went to visit Alcatraz.
Did you go to visit Alcatraz?
Yes, I went.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Ask her if it was interesting.
Was it interesting?
Yes, it was. We did a tour in English, and they saw us...
They showed us.
They showed us.
Ah, no, you would say they showed us the cells.
The cells.
Yeah.
Okay, they showed us the cells.
Very good. Okay, let's do a quick bit of translation. Pareces una rata ahogada.
You seem like a...
You look like a drowned rat. Good, again.
You look like a drowned rat.
Very good. Descansa un rato.
Rest time.
Rest a little bit.
Okay, rest for a little bit. Very good. Tómalo o déjalo.
Take it or leave it.
Very good. Leave it.
Leave it.
Leave.
Leave.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Leave it. Take it or leave it.
Very good. Saltaron el muro.
They jumped the wall.
No, use over.
They jumped over the wall.
Say it again.
They jumped over the wall.
They jumped. They.
They jumped. They jumped over. They jumped over the wall.
Good. ¿Quién les dio permiso para hacer semejante? Sorry. ¿Quién les dio permiso para hacer semejante cosa?
Who gave them permission to do such a thing?
Very good. Su búsqueda de ellos terminó en un fracaso.
Their search finish or.
Their search ended in a fail?
Almost. In failure.
In failure.
In fail.
Good.
Okay.
Again?
Their search ended in failure.
Their search ended in failure.
Their search ended in failure.
dessert.
Their
search ended a failure.
In
failure.
Their search ended in failure.
Their search ended in failure.
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 Good. Say it again.
Their search ended in failure.
Their search ended in failure.
Their search ended in failure.
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 Very good. One more time.
Their search ended in failure. Woof.
Their search ended in failure.
Yeah. Fail. Your. Your. Your.
Failure. Your.
Good.
Your.
Again.
Their search ended in failure.
Good. Good. ¿Por qué fracasaron?
Why did they failure?
What's the verb?
Failure?
Fail?
Why did they fail?
Fail.
Why did they fail?
Good. Algún día tendrán éxito.
Someday they'll have success.
Good. Success.
Success.
Very good. Aquella gente es alemana.
Those people are from Germany or are German.
Good. And again?
Those people are German.
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 One more time.
Those people are German.
Good. Es difícil la primera vez.
It's difficult the first time.
Difficult.
It's difficult the first time.
Good. Los nombres no están en orden.
The names are not in order.
Good. And no contract. The names?
The names aren't in order.
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 One more time.
The names aren't in order. The names aren't in order.
Now close your teeth.
Their names?
The names.
The names aren't in order.
Der. Good. Again.
The names aren't in order.
Good. Las madres de los niños están aquí.
The children's mother are here.
Las madres.
Ah, the children's mothers are here.
Good. ¿Por qué no es correcta esta cifra?
Why did they incorrect?
I use the verb to be.
Why aren't?
Singular.
Why isn't correct this number?
Why isn't this number correct?
Why isn't this number correct?
Say it again.
Why isn't this number correct?
Good. ¿Qué tiempo hace hoy?
What's the weather like today?
Good. And now the same question with how.
How's the weather like today?
Take away the
how's
like.
The weather today?
Very good. La nieve es normal en Suecia.
Snow is normal in Sweden.
Good. At least it used to be. Now there are forest fires.
Oof.
In the north of Sweden.
Yes.
Están fuera, en la calle.
They are outside in the street.
Very good. Again?
They are outside in the street.
Good. No contract. They're outside in the street. Good. Mis hijos están en el colegio.
My children are at school.
Good. Es un sitio maravilloso.
It is a marvelous place.
Good. And a contract.
It's a marvelous place.
Good. And a synonym of marvelous?
Wonderful.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. ¿Qué anillo más hermoso?
What a child.
¿Qué anillo? Ah. Anillo.
What ring? What a ring? Amazing.
No. Change the order. Put the adjective before the noun. ¿Qué anillo más hermoso?
What wonderful ring.
No, don't forget your article.
What a wonderful ring.
Hermoso?
Wonderful.
If you see a girl in the street and she's hermosa, you need to know this
pretty.
Word.
What a pretty ring.
So there's guapa and there's hermosa.
Gorgeous?
Better. It begins with B.
Beautiful.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
What a beautiful ring.
Good. Al menos siete personas están en la sala de espera.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. At least seven people.
At least.
At least seven people are in the waiting room.
Good. Now, what's the capital of Aragon?
What is the capital of Aragon?
What's the capital of Aragon?
Zaragoza.
Yeah, Zaragoza. In the waiting room. In the waiting room.
In the waiting room.
Good. And again from the beginning. At least?
At least seven people are in the waiting room.
Good. At least.
At least. At least seven people are in the waiting room.
One more time.
At least seven people are in their waiting room.
Mi opinión es importante también.
My opinion is important too.
¿Es de ellos de verdad?
Is that
theirs really?
Not that.
Is theirs really?
¿Es de ellos también? Not that.
Is theirs?
Is it?
Is it?
Is yeah. it from them? No.
Is it them's? Is it theirs?
¿Es de ellos de verdad?
Is it theirs
Really? Is it really theirs?
Yes, okay.
Is it really theirs?
Capital of Zaragoza, capital of Aragon.
Zaragoza.
Yeah, so.
Is it really theirs?
Good, again.
Is it really theirs?
Is it really theirs?
Good. No es demasiado pequeño, ¿verdad?
It isn't too...
And contract. Sorry, you contracted. It's better to say it's not.
Okay.
It flows a bit better in terms of sound. Both are right,
okay.
But the sound is better with it's not.
It's not too small, isn't it?
Careful of the double negative. Try again.
It's not very small.
No, it's not too small.
It's not?
Too small.
It's not too small, isn't it?
You're doing a
is
double...
It? Is
yeah,
it?
Good.
It's again. Not too small, is it?
Good. More intonation.
It's not too small, is it?
Good. Son ellos los que van con retraso.
They are and get too late.
Do you remember the pronoun we practiced yesterday?
They are the one? The no. ones. They are yeah. the ones that are late.
And now use who in the sentence.
They are the ones who are late.
Good, repeat.
They are the ones who are late.
Again?
They are the ones who are late.
They are the ones who are late.
They are the ones who are late.
Good. Somos nosotros.
It's
we
us.
We are.
Yep. I got what you say on the phone. It's me. It's us.
We are us. It's us.
It's us.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's us.
Good. Repeat. Repeat.
It's us.
Yeah. ¿Es para él o para ella? Question.
Is it for his or her?
Try again.
Is it for them?
No. ¿Es para él o para ella?
Is it for his?
Not his.
Is it for him or for her?
Is it for him or for her?
Again.
Is it for him or for her?
¿Es para los dos?
It's for both.
It's
for both of them.
Good. Again.
It's for both of them.
Nos alegramos de que estáis aquí.
We are glad you are here.
Good. And now give me a negative.
We aren't glad you are here.
Good. Ask me a question.
Are you glad you...
Are we?
Are we glad you are here?
Good. And again?
Are we glad you are here?
I know. A negative question.
Aren't you glad...
Keep the same pronoun. Aren't we?
Aren't we glad you are here?
Good. ¿Te alegras de que estemos aquí?
Are you glad Are you glad that...
Are you glad we are here?
Good. Again?
Are you glad we are here?
Good. ¿Quién se alegra de que yo esté aquí?
Who is happy I'm here?
Use glad.
Who is glad I'm here?
Good. And again?
Who is glad I'm here?
Good. El sonido está bien, pero no la imagen.
The sound is okay, but not the image.
Good. Or picture. Picture
the
is
picture.
Better. Yeah,
okay.
Again?
The sound is okay, but not the picture.
Good. Sus vidas no son importantes.
Their lives are not important.
Good. And contract?
Their lives aren't important.
Their lives. Yeah, Zaragoza.
Their lives aren't important.
Now make aren't one syllable, aren't. Their lives aren't important.
Aren't important.
Again?
Their lives aren't important.
Aren't.
Aren't.
Again?
Their lives.
Their lives.
Ay, Zaragoza. Their lives aren't important.
Good, good. Él está aquí por un motivo, ¿no?
He is here for a motive, isn't he?
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Yeah, again.
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Isn't he?
One more time.
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Good. Now, how do you say te in English?
T.
So isn't he? Now the whole thing.
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
And repeat.
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Isn't he?
Yeah. Isn't he?
Ah, it's true. Isn't he?
Again?
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Now say it again with no eh.
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Good. And repeat.
He's here for a reason, isn't he?
Good. Now we're going to do a quick question mix from English O'Clock. How long does a trip to the beach last?
Well, it depends on where's the beach.
No, it depends on where the beach is.
Okay, it depends where the beach is.
It depends on.
It depends on where the beach is.
Good. And repeat.
It depends on where the beach is.
Good. How often do you go swimming at the beach?
I usually go swimming on the beach when I'm there.
Okay, all right. Do you know how many states there are in the United States?
And yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
No, stop. How many states are there?
There are 51 states. 50 states.
Again?
There are 50 states.
50.
50. There are 50 states.
Good. Where is Missouri?
In the United States.
Yeah, in the South. Is Missouri a city or a state?
It is a state.
It's
a state.
Very good. Is Missouri bigger or smaller than Ohio?
I think it's bigger.
Okay. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Is it richer or poorer than California? Is Missouri richer or poorer than California?
I think it's poorer.
It's poorer.
It's poorer.
Again.
I think Missouri is poorer than California.
Good, good. Is there a city called Warsaw in Missouri?
I hope so. Yes, it is.
No, so is there a city called Warsaw in Missouri?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Very good, very good. Will you go to Missouri next year?
I don't think so.
Okay, very good. Are you going to go to Missouri to study?
I don't think so.
Very good. Can you afford an American university?
No, I can't.
Very good. Are you going to tell your friends about Missouri?
Maybe.
Okay, all right. Who wants to go to you? Who wants to go to Missouri? You, me, or Gabrielle?
None of us.
Okay.
None of us.
How do you say moncha?
None.
Yeah, so none of us. Very good. How often do you go to Missouri?
I've never gone to Missouri. I've never gone to Missouri.
Very good. Is Missouri near or far from Canada?
It's far from Canada.
It's
far from Canada.
Very good. Ask me if I like to receive spam.
Do you like to receive spam?
Very good. No, I don't. What? How do you say spam in Spanish?
The same.
Yeah. And what is spam? Spam is actually a kind of meat.
Yeah.
In a can. Cheap meat in a can.
Yeah.
If you go to a supermarket, especially in the United States, you'll see it. That's where the name, because it's really bad meat in a can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is maths more complicated than art?
I don't think so.
Okay. Ask him if he's good at maths.
Are you good at maths?
Not really.
Okay. Ask him what his favorite subject is.
What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject. My favorite subject is history.
History. Very good. Ask him if he likes Spanish history.
Do you like Spanish history?
Yes. Mainly between 15th century to 18th century.
So you would say mainly between the 15th century and the 18th century?
Mainly between 15th
century. Between the.
Mainly between the 15th century to...
And
the 18th century.
Good. Now repeat that sentence. Mainly between.
Mainly between the 15th century. 15th century and the 18th century.
Good. And repeat.
Mainly between the...
What's the capital of Aragon?
Ay, madre mía. Zaragoza.
Yeah.
Mainly between the 15th century.
Zaragoza.
No?
Zaragoza. The.
Ah, mainly between
You have to stick your tongue out. The. Yes.
Mainly between the 15th century and...
No, century.
Century.
Yeah.
Mainly between the 15th century...
Century.
Century. And the... It was the 18th?
Century.
18th century.
Yeah, very good. For example, it's like the word cherry. How do you say cherry in Spanish?
Cereza.
Yeah. So 15th century and 18th century. Say it again. Mainly between...
Mainly between the 15th century and...
How do you say cherry? Cherry.
Teresa.
Yeah. So 15th century.
Between the 15th century. Century.
No, try it. Century. Century.
Century.
Mainly between the 15th century and the...
Make an extra syllable. Cherry.
Cherry.
Century.
Century.
Good.
Mainly between the 15th century and the 18th century.
Okay, we have to come back to it. Say it again.
Yes, please.
Mainly between the 15th century and the 18th century.
Century. Good.
Mainly between 15...
You must say the.
Mainly between the 15th century.
Century.
And 18th century.
Now listen carefully. Say it slowly with the. You have used the article twice.
Mainly between the 15th century and the 18th century.
Mainly between the 15th... between century?
Mainly between the 15th century and the 18th century.
Mainly between the 15th century and the 18th century.
Good. Ask him who his favorite Spanish person in history is.
Who's your favorite person in Spanish history?
Blas de Lezo.
Blas de Lezo? Who was Blas de Lezo?
Was a...
He was?
He was a important
sailor. Ah, okay.
The 17th.
You would say maybe an explorer.
He was a military.
Yeah.
He was in the Spanish Navy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Where was he? Where was he from?
He was from País Guipúzcoa.
From Guipúzcoa. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Can you play the cello?
No, I can't play the cello.
Short answer. No, I can't.
No, I can't.
Very good. Ask Gabriel if he can play the cello.
Can you play the cello?
No, I can't.
Okay. Ask him if he can play the guitar.
Can you play the guitar?
Well, ask him.
Ah, sorry. Can you play the guitar?
Yes, I can.
Very good. Ask him how often he plays.
How often do you play the guitar?
No, just say, how often do you play?
How often do you play?
I play once a week.
Very good. Okay, we'll do a quick bit of vocabulary. Al principio.
At first.
Good. Comparado con.
Compare to.
Good. And stronger with the D. Compared to.
Compare to.
Compared to.
Compared to.
Good. Algo frío o fresco?
Something cold.
Good. No, you can say cold, or there's another word that also begins with C.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, okay. Very good.
Something cool and fresh.
Very good. Yep. Durante.
During.
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 Good. Emphasis.
Emphasis.
Yep. Very good. Sobre.
Envelope.
Good. En todas partes.
Everywhere.
Divertido.
Enjoy. Fun.
Fun. Good, good. Nieta.
Grandson.
Nieta.
Granddaughter.
Good. Hielo.
Ice.
Además de.
Also, besides.
Due to? No.
In addition to.
In addition to.
Okay, say it again.
In addition to.
Good. Pedazo o trozo.
Peace.
Very good. Educado.
Well educated or educated.
No, in terms of manners.
Well mannered.
Well mannered.
Well mannered.
Or?
Polite.
Polite. Very good. And the opposite?
Impolite.
Impolite. Impolite. Very good. Riesgo.
Risk.
Good. Hasta ahora.
So far.
Good. Very good. Estable.
Stable.
Very good. Where does a horse live?
In the stable.
Yep. Very good. Convertirse en.
To become.
Very good. Llevar.
To carry.
Good. Copiar.
To copy.
Bailar.
To dance.
Estar en desacuerdo.
To disagree.
Very good, very good. Levantarse.
To wake up.
No, levantarse.
To raise. To...
So first you wake up and then you...
You...
Get up.
Good.
Get
down, yeah. Odiar.
Sorry?
Odiar.
To hate.
Good. ¿Qué quieres decir?
What do you mean?
Good. Preocupado.
Worried.
Very good, very good. Let's do a quick bit of practice with imperatives. Tell me to get up.
Can you get up?
Just say get up.
Get up.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to get up.
What am I going to do?
You're going to get up.
What am I doing?
You're getting up.
Very good. What will I do?
You will get up. You'll get up.
Very good, very good. What did I do?
You got up.
Very good. What have I done?
You've gotten up.
Very good. Tell me to wake up.
Wake up.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to wake up.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You're going to wake up.
Very good. What did I do?
You woke up.
Very good. What have I done?
You've woken up.
Very good. Tell me to stand up.
Stand up.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to stand up. She wants you to stand up.
Now, what's the name of the most famous rock band from Ireland?
U2.
Yeah, she wants U2.
She wants U2. stand up.
No, Link stand and two. She wants you to stand up.
She wants you stand up.
She wants you to stand up.
She wants you to stand up.
Toos.
She wants to just...
She wants you to stand up.
Yeah, toos. She wants... And I'll say it again. What's the word?
She wants you to stand up.
She wants you to stand up.
Very good. Repeat.
She wants you to stand up.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You're going to stand up.
What am I doing?
You are standing up.
Good. Again.
You are standing up.
And you're standing up.
You are standing up.
Very good. What did I do?
You stood up.
Very good. What have I done?
You've stood up.
Very good. Tell me to sit down.
Sit down.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to sit down.
What am I going to do?
You're going to sit down.
What have I done?
You've stand up.
You've sat down.
You've stand up. You've stand.
You've sat down.
You've sat down.
Very good. And repeat.
You've sat down.
Very good. Say it again.
You sat down.
You've
sat down.
Very good. What did I do?
You've sat down.
What did I do?
You sat down.
Very good. Tell me to stand back up.
Stand back up.
What does he want me to do? What's the most famous rock band from Ireland?
He wants you to stand up.
Stand back up.
Stand back up.
Good. Repeat.
He wants you to stand back up.
He wants you to stand up.
Toos. So he wants you to stand back up.
He wants you to stand up.
Stand back up.
Stand back up.
Again.
He wants you to stand up. Stand back up.
Good. One more time. Stand back up. Stand back up. Again.
He wants you to stand back up.
What's the most famous band from Ireland?
You too. He wants you to stand back up.
Good. And repeat.
He wants you to stand back up.
Again.
He wants you to stand back up.
Very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
¿Sabías que te nunca dijo mi casa teléfono?
Te, mi casa teléfono.
En realidad decía phone home, que significa llamar a casa. Pero alguien se equivocó al traducirlo. Y sí, te enteras ahora, a tu edad. Si no quieres que a tus hijos les pase lo mismo, apúntales a Vaughan Junior. Una manera diferente y divertida de aprender inglés. Por fin, el método que ha ayudado a miles de personas, adaptado a las necesidades de los niños. Aprenderán inglés, pero también a superarse y a esforzarse viviendo una experiencia divertida. Y podrán ver las películas y las series en su versión original.
Espero que no te hayas olvidado de él. ¿Qué haríamos sin él? Alberto tiene un mensaje para ti.
Hey, it's your friend Alberto Alonso. And I just wanted to remind you that the summer is the perfect time to brush up on your English. To brush up on means to study or to improve. And there are so many cool, free resources available for you. You can check out podcasts of the show with no name on iTunes and iVox. Check out my YouTube page, Twitter, Instagram. Whatever you do, make sure you have fun and enjoy learning English. Have a nice summer, friends. And how could I forget? My books, English Everywhere. This book is the milk. This book is the re-milk. And English on the go.
Muy pronto regresará Alberto Alonso.
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan. Tus hijos van a descubrir que el inglés es su asignatura favorita gracias a los cursos intensivos de nuestra línea Junior. ¿Por qué? Porque nuestras clases no son clases de academia al uso. Nada de ejercicios aburridos. Las clases de Vaughan para niños son clases divertidas en las que hablan inglés todo el rato y además lo pasan de maravilla. Apúntales a unas clases de inglés que les encantarán. Apúntalos a los intensivos de Vaughan. Vaughan Junior. Más información en el 911335832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Lo de mi hijo no es normal. Lleva 2 años en clase de inglés y sigue en el mismo nivel que cuando empezó. Desaparece durante 1 hora 3 veces a la semana y cuando vuelve es que no habla ni una palabra de inglés. Lo único que dice es: mamá, no quiero volver.
Si te siguen pasando estas Stranger Things con los cursos de inglés de tus hijos, es hora de salir de la oscuridad. Darles la oportunidad que tú no tuviste con Vaughan Jr. Un curso de inglés adaptado a su ritmo de aprendizaje, divertido y eficaz, con unos profesores únicos que les motivan y despiertan sus ganas de aprender. Date prisa antes de que desaparezcan las últimas plazas que nos quedan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Hola, soy el Intermitator y he venido a destruir a todos los que dicen que tienen un nivel intermedio en inglés. Porque lleváis toda la vida diciendo que tenéis un nivel medio y es mentira.
No te preocupes, para eso estamos los de Vaughan. Llegamos a tu rescate. ¿Quieres vencer al dichoso nivel medio? Ven a vernos, llámanos y sabrás cómo vencer al Intermitator. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Now we're going to practice a little bit of the Saxon genitive. Very simple. I'll say Paco book. I want you to say it's Paco's book. So Paco book.
It's Paco's book.
Lola car.
It's Lola's car.
Car.
Car. Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's Lola's car.
Give me a negative.
It isn't Lola's car.
Ask me a question.
Is it? Is it Lola's car?
Good. And a negative question.
Isn't it Lola's car?
Very good. Pedro office.
It's Pedro's office.
Good. Now say it again without a.
It's Pedro's office.
Good. Negative.
It isn't Pedro's office.
Question.
Is it Pedro's office?
Negative question.
Isn't it Pedro's office?
Good. Without the a.
Isn't it Pedro's office?
Good. Max bike.
It's Max bike.
Say it again.
It's Max bike.
Yeah. You can say Max or Max's, but easier Max's. Max. Yeah. You can say it both ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Max bike.
Good. One more time.
It's Max bike. It's Max bike.
Good. Negative.
It isn't Max bike.
Good. Question.
Is it Max bike?
Good. Negative question.
Isn't it Max bike?
Good. Jack and Ben room.
Jack and Ben's room.
Well, a sentence. It's.
It's Jack and Ben's room.
Good. Negative.
It isn't Max and Ben's room.
It isn't Jack and Ben's room.
It isn't Jack and Ben's room.
Question.
Is it Jack and Ben's room?
Negative question.
Isn't it Max Jack? Isn't it Jack and Ben's room?
One more time.
Isn't it Jack and Ben's room?
Good. Anna and Maria computer.
Anna and Maria's computer.
It's
Anna and Maria's computer.
Negative.
Computer. It isn't Anna's and Maria's computer.
It isn't Anna and Maria's computer.
It isn't Anna and Maria's computer.
Very good question.
Is it Anna and Maria's computer?
Again from the beginning.
Is it Anna and Maria's computer?
Negative.
Isn't it Anna?
Negative statement.
It isn't Anna and Maria's computer.
Negative question.
Isn't it Anna and Maria's computer?
Good. Steve and Kim restaurant.
It's Steve and Kim's restaurant.
Good. Again.
It is Kim.
It's
Kim and Steve restaurant.
Other way around. Steve and Kim.
It is Steve.
It's Steve
and Kim.
It's Steve.
It's Steve and Kim restaurant.
It's Steve and Kim's.
It's Steve and Kim's restaurant.
Again.
It's Steve and Kim's restaurant.
Question.
Is it Kim's?
Steve. Steve like Steven.
Is it Steve's?
No, link together. Is it Steve? Is it Steve?
Is it Steve's and... I don't remember the other name.
You're saying, is it a? You have to link. Is it Steve? Mm. Is it Steve?
Is it Steve and Kim's restaurant?
Is it Steve and Kim's restaurant?
Negative question.
Isn't it Steve and Kim's restaurant?
Very good. Jenny and Bob garage.
It is Jenny and...
No, contract. It's
Jenny and Garb.
Bob.
Bob garage.
It's Jenny and Bob's garage.
Ah, garage. It's Jenny and Bob's garage.
It's Jenny and Bob's garage.
It's Jenny and Bob's garage.
One more time.
It's Jenny and Bob's garage.
Good question.
Is it Jenny and Bob's garage?
Good. Negative question.
Isn't it Jenny and Bob's garage? Garage. Sorry.
Good. Again.
Isn't it Jenny and Bob's garage?
Very good. Negative statement.
It isn't Jenny and Bob's garage.
Good. Sam Penn.
It's Sam's pen.
Negative.
It isn't Sam's pen.
Question.
Is it Sam's pen?
Again.
Is it Sam's pen?
Negative question.
Isn't it Sam's pen?
Good. David Flat.
It's David's flat.
And how do you say flat in Spanish?
Piso.
Good. So again, repeat.
It's David's flat.
Negative.
It isn't David's flat.
Question.
Is it David's flat?
Negative question.
Isn't it David's flat?
Good. Mark dog.
It's Mark's dog.
Negative.
It isn't Mark's dog.
Question.
Is it Mark's dog?
Negative question.
Isn't it Mark's dog?
Good. Jack Jim. Jack Jim.
Ah, okay. I thought Jim was another person.
Yeah. How do you say Jim in Spanish?
Gimnasio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jack Jim.
It's Jack's Jim.
Good. Negative.
It isn't Jack's gym.
Question.
Is it Jack's gym?
Negative question.
Isn't it Jack's gym?
Good. Peter desk.
It's Peter's desk.
Negative.
It isn't Peter's desk.
Negative question.
Isn't it Peter's desk?
Question.
Is it Peter's desk?
Very good. Gwen, which is G-W-E-N, which comes from Gwendolyn. Gwen horse.
It's Gwen's horse.
Stronger with the G. Gwen.
It's Gwen's horse.
For example, here you, in Spanish you say, let me see, can I think of Granada, the hard G, Granada. Gwen. Yeah.
It's Gwen's horse.
Say Granada.
Granada.
No, say Gwen.
Gwen.
No, say it's Gwen's horse.
It's Gwen's horse.
Good. Negative.
It isn't Gwen's horse.
Gwen.
Gwen.
The whole thing.
It isn't Gwen's horse.
Gwen.
Gwen. It isn't Gwen's horse.
Good. Stacy chair.
It's Stacy's chair.
Negative.
It isn't Stacy's horse. Tur.
Again?
It isn't a stasis tur.
One more time.
It isn't a stasis tur.
Good question.
Is it stasis tur?
Negative question.
Isn't it stasis tur?
Chair.
Tear.
Good. Jackie lamp.
It's Jackie's lamp.
Question.
Is it Jackie's lamp?
Lamp.
Lamp.
Again?
Is it Jackie's lamp?
Negative statement.
It isn't Jackie's lamp.
Question.
Is it Jackie's lamp?
Very good. Jackson glass.
It's Jackson's glass.
Question.
Is it Jackson's glass?
Negative question.
It isn't Jackson's glass.
Negative question.
Isn't it Jackson's glass?
Negative statement.
It isn't Jackson's glass.
Very good. Josh washing machine. Josh washing machine.
It's Josh washing
machine. No, here you have to say Josh's. Josh's.
Okay, it's Josh's washing machine.
Good. Negative.
It isn't Josh's washing machine.
Again?
It isn't Josh's washing machine.
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 Again?
It isn't Josh's washing machine.
Good question.
Is it Josh's washing machine?
Negative statement.
It isn't Josh's washing machine.
No, it isn't.
It isn't Josh's washing machine.
Very good. We'll do a quick practice with numbers. Now, seeing as this is your first time, I'll explain what we do.
Yes.
I will say, for example, 2188, and you will say 2188.
Okay.
So 2188.
200.
2000.
2188.
And 88.
And 88. 2188.
Very good. 1888.
1888.
Good. 8880. 8880.
8880.
And 80.
And 80.
Again.
8,880.
Good. 5,454.
5,454.
4,545.
4,500.
Yeah.
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 4,545.
And.
Aye, sorry. Yeah. And 45.
Again.
5,000.
4,000.
Sorry. 4,545.
Good. One more time.
5,000.
4,000.
Oh, yeah, dale. 4,545.
Good. 5,455.
5,455.
Very good. 2,781.
2,781.
Very good. 7,810.
7,801.
7,810.
7,810.
Good. 7,671.
7,671.
Good. And again.
7,671.
Good. 1,008.
1,008.
Good. 6,463.
604.
6,463.
6,403.
6,463.
6,463.
Good. 4,633.
4,633.
6,330.
6,330.
Good. 6,919.
6,919.
Good. And say it again.
6,919.
No, stronger with the second N. 9,9. How do you say no in German?
9.
9.
Yeah, 9. So 6,919.
6,919.
Good. Do you know who David Letterman is? Did you ever watch David Letterman when you were in the States?
No.
In the States, you have a lot of these, we call them chat shows. David Letterman.
Yeah.
And David Letterman has, it's worth finding him on YouTube and until he says the number, he often says 1999. But he makes very strong. So 6,919.
6,919.
Again?
6,919.
Good. 8,411.
8,411.
Very good. Now we're quickly going to practice with simple yes, I do, no, I don't. So I would say to you, for example, do you have a dog? And in your case, you'll say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Then I will say, now ask me the question.
Okay, ask me if I have a dog.
No.
Ask me the question.
Then I will say, ask me the question. Then you have to say, do you have a dog?
Okay. Mm.
So I'll say, do you have a dog? You say, yes, I do. And then I say, ask me the question. And you say, do you have a dog?
Okay.
So, do you have a dog?
Yes, I do.
Ask me the question.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't. Do you have a cat?
No, I don't.
Ask me the question.
Do you have a cat?
No, I don't. Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Question?
Do you have a car?
No, I don't. Do you have a motorbike?
No, I don't.
Question?
Do you have a motorbike?
No, I don't. Do you have a wife?
Yes, I do.
Ask me the question.
Do you have a wife?
No, I don't. Do you have any children?
No, I haven't. No, I don't.
No, I don't is better. Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, I haven't isn't wrong, but no, I don't is better.
Okay.
So, do you have any children?
No, I don't.
Ask me the question.
Do you have children?
Any.
Any children.
And the whole thing.
Do you have any children?
No, I don't. Do you have a hobby?
Yes, I do.
Ask him what the hobby is.
Which is your hobby?
What?
What is your hobby?
What's
your hobbies?
No. Singular.
What's your hobby?
But speak into the microphone.
I'm sorry. What's your hobby?
Good. Hob.
Hob.
The whole thing?
What's your hobby?
Good.
My hobby is coming to this program.
Okay, all right. Do you have a sister?
No, I don't.
Okay, and ask him if he has a sister.
Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do.
Ask him how many he has.
How many sisters do you have?
Very good.
I have two sisters.
Okay, tell him to ask me how many sisters I have.
Ask him how many sisters he have. He has.
Again?
Tell him.
Ask him.
Oh, sorry. Ask him how many sisters he has.
How many sisters do you have?
Very good. What does he want to know?
What do you want to know?
What does he want to know? Ask me the question again.
How many sisters do you have?
What does he want to know?
How many sisters?
He wants to know.
He wants to know how many sisters do you have? No?
He wants to know how many sisters you have.
How many sisters? He wants to know how many sisters you have.
Again.
He wants to know how many sisters you have.
Very good. I have four sisters. ask her if she has a brother.
Do you have a brother?
No, I don't.
Okay. And ask him if he has a brother.
Do you have a brother?
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you have a bed?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask me.
Do you have a bed?
Yes, I do. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how do you say dishwasher in Spanish?
Lavavajillas.
Very good. Ask me if I have one.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yes, I do. Do you have a washing machine?
Yes, I do.
Question?
Do you have a washing machine?
Yes, I do. Ask her if she has a washing machine.
Do you have a washing machine?
Yes, I do.
Ask her how many she has.
How many do you have?
Just one. I have only one.
Very good. What did you want to know?
I wanted to know if she had a washing machine. How many washing machines she had.
She has.
She has.
Very good. Okay. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Ask him how many he has.
How many computers do you have?
I have 7 or 8 computers.
Okay. Ask him why he has so many computers.
Why do you have so many computers?
Well, because I have a little enterprise and I have has a lot of computers.
Okay.
Such a level.
Ask him what kind of enterprise he has.
What kind of enterprise do you have?
Well, it's a dental office.
Okay. Ask him if he has any employees.
Do you have any employees?
Yes, I do.
Ask him how many he has.
How many employees do you have?
I have 5 employees.
Very good. Ask her if she's an only child.
Are you an only child?
Yes, I do.
Ask again.
Are you an only child?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Very good. Very good. Ask her if she has any cousins.
Do you have any cousins?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ask her how many first cousins she has.
How many first cousins do you have?
I have 5.
Okay.
First cousins.
What does he want to know? Cuz.
Cuz.
Yeah, even though it's an S, it's pronounced like a Z. So I have 5 first cousins.
I have 5 first cousins.
How do you say first cousins in Spanish?
Primos.
Primos hermano.
Yeah.
Hermanos.
Okay. And ask her where they live.
Where do they live?
Well, I have one in New York, another one in...
New York.
New York.
Yeah.
And another 2 in Los Angeles, 1 in Madrid, and 2, I think, in Cadiz, but I'm not sure.
All right, okay.
Where are they?
And ask her how many uncles she has.
How many uncles do you have?
Now, what does he want to know before you answer? What does he want to know?
He wants to know how many uncles... No.
Yeah.
Or uncles. Uncles do I have? I have.
Yeah, again?
He wants to know how many uncles I have.
Very good. And repeat one more time.
He wants to know how many uncles I have.
And?
And I have 6.
6 uncles?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
No, wait.
That's
Let's
a lot.
Count. Yes, a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 uncles.
4 uncles. Ask her how many aunts she has.
How many aunts do you have?
5. I have 5 aunts.
Good. Ask her how many pets she has.
How many pets do you have?
I don't have pets.
Okay. Ask her if she had any pets when she was young.
Did you have any pets when you were young?
Yes, I had a turtle called Tomasa.
Tomasa?
Yes.
Okay. Ask him if he has any pets.
Do you have any pet?
Yes.
No, in the question, you always use the plural. Do you have any pets?
Oh, okay. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I do.
Ask him how many pets he has.
How many pets do you have?
Now I only have the dog.
Okay. How do you say pet in Spanish?
Mascota.
Yeah. And ask him how many pets he had when he was young.
How many pets do you have?
No.
Did?
Yes.
Yeah. How many pets did you have when you were young?
I didn't have any pets when I was young.
Very good. Ask him how long he has had his dog.
How long have? How long have you...
Had?
Have you had your dog?
Good.
I've had my dog for 14 years.
Very good. Okay. Now we're going to continue with more do you have, but just a straight question. All right. Do you have a diamond ring?
Diamond ring? What does it mean? Sorry.
What does diamond ring mean?
A ring made of diamonds.
Yes. Do you have a diamond ring?
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you have a master's degree?
No, I don't.
Very good. How many degrees do you have?
I have 2 degrees.
What do you have degrees in?
I have a degree in medicine and a degree in dentistry.
Very good. Do you have a book about art?
No, I don't.
Do you have a lamp?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a set of keys?
Yes, I do.
How do you say set of keys in Spanish?
Juego de llaves.
Yeah. Do you have a pair of high heels?
No, I don't.
Ask her if she has a pair of high heels.
Do you have a pair of high heels?
Yes, I do.
Ask her how many she has.
How many do you have?
2.
You have 2 pairs of high heels? Yeah, all right, okay, fine. Do you have a best friend?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if she has a best friend.
Do you have a best friend?
Yes, I do. Several.
Ask her how many she has.
How many do you have?
I have 4 best friends.
Okay, ask him how many best friends he has.
How many best friends do you have?
I have 3 or 4.
Okay. There's an expression in English. I don't know if you say this.
A few.
A couple.
That if you can count them on one hand.
Okay.
How do you say that in Spanish? If you can count them on one hand.
Contar con los dedos de una mano.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have an orange couch in your house?
No, I don't.
Do you have central heating at home?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a charger?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what kind of charger do you have?
A mobile charger.
Okay, very good. Do you have a measuring tape?
Sorry?
Do you have a measuring tape?
Measuring tape?
Yeah. If you want to measure furniture, for example.
Okay, yes, I do.
And how do you say it in Spanish, a measuring tape?
Un metro.
Yes. Do you have sunglasses?
Yes, I do.
Ask her how many pairs of sunglasses she has.
How many pairs of sunglasses do you have?
I have 1.
Very good. Do you have any medicine in your house?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you have an expensive necklace?
No, I don't.
How do you say necklace in Spanish?
Collar.
Very good. Do you have a pearl ring?
A pearl?
Pearl ring.
No, I don't.
What's pearl? What's a pearl?
Ah, the perlas.
Yes. Do you have a pearl ring?
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you have a napkin in your pocket?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a collection of stamps?
No, I don't.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you have a cousin?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask him how many cousins he has. Ask him how many first cousins he has.
How many first cousins do you have?
First
cousins do you have?
Very good.
I have 4 first cousins.
Very good. Let's do a quick bit more of vocabulary. Belleza.
Beauty.
Very good. Ciudadano.
Citizen.
Very good. Cajón.
Wait.
Drawer?
Yes. Exportaciones.
Explotations?
Exportaciones.
Exportations?
Exports.
Yeah. Exports. Yeah.
Exports.
Soltura, when you speak, for example, soltura.
Flawless. Or fluent. Fluency.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, yes. And how do you say gripe?
Flu.
Yep. Ultramarinos comestibles.
I don't know.
Groceries.
Grocery. Okay, yeah.
Do you remember the mistake I told you I used to make with ultramarinos?
Yeah.
Tell her.
I don't remember.
So when I came first and I saw ultramarinos, and for some reason I got it in my head, submarinos.
Ah, yeah.
Oh. And so I said, I asked the person in the street one day, hay unos submarinos aquí? And of course they said, no. Peinado.
I don't know.
Hairdressing?
No. How do you say estilo?
Hairstyle.
Link it together. Hairstyle.
Hairstyle.
Very good. Ask her if she's always had short hair. Paula has short hair, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you always had short hair?
Hair.
Hair.
Hair? Yeah.
Have you always had short hair?
No, I haven't.
Ask her when she cut it.
When did you cut it?
I think 6 years ago.
Very good. Ask her if she prefers short hair to long hair.
Do you prefer short hair to long hair?
Yes, I prefer short hair.
Short.
Short hair.
Good. Ask Gabriel if he's ever had long hair.
Have you ever had long hair?
No, I haven't.
Very good. Audición. Sorry. Audición o capacidad auditiva.
Hearing.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if a person is hard of hearing, what does that mean? If they're hard of hearing.
He's a little bit deaf.
Yes. And if you're hard of hearing, you go to a company and you buy something to put in your ear.
Okay.
To help you. What do you call that in English?
Amplifier.
A hearing aid.
Hearing aid.
Okay. How do you say it in Spanish?
Audífono.
Yes. Audífono. Yeah. You know the group U2?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the lead singer's name?
Bono.
You know why he's called Bono?
No.
Because when he was a kid, 16 or 17, he was in Dublin and he had this group, this music group with his friends, and he was walking down the street and he wanted a nickname. And so there's a company that still exists, which is called Bona Vox.
Ah, yeah.
And he decided to call himself Bono.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what his real name is?
No.
Paul Hewson.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a rock star called Paul doesn't, you know, Paul Hewson Bono.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, that's true. Yeah. But he's the Beatle.
Yeah.
It's different, yeah. Poco a poco.
Little by little.
Very good. Suerte.
Luck.
Good. Espejo.
Mirror.
Very good. Barrio.
Neighborhood.
Good. Párrafo.
Paragraph.
Good. Precisamente.
Precisely.
Good. Recesión.
Receivement? I didn't.
Recesión, as in the economic, an economic problem.
Recesión.
Ah, recession. Very good. Ah, important. In Spanish, people say el déficit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say it in English?
Deficit.
Deficit. Yeah, deficit. Egoísta.
Selfish.
Good. Soldado.
Soldier.
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 Very good. La ley.
The law.
Good. Predecir.
To predict.
Good. Pulsar.
To press.
Good. Prevenir o evitar.
To prevent.
Good. Herramienta.
Tool.
Yes. Variedad.
Variety.
Now, care for the pronunciation.
Variety.
Good, good, good. Alambre.
String.
Alambre o cable.
Wire.
Wire. Very good. Let's do those again very, very quickly. Belleza.
Beauty.
Good. Ciudadano.
Citizen.
Cajón.
Drawer.
Exportaciones.
Exports.
Soltura.
Fluency.
Good. Ultramarinos.
Groceries.
Good. Peinado.
Hairstyle.
Hairstyle. Link it together.
Hairstyle.
Good. Audición o capacidad auditiva.
I don't remember.
Hearing.
Good. Poco a poco.
Little by little.
Say it again.
Little by little.
Good. Espejo.
Mirror.
Barrio.
Neighborhood.
Good. Párrafo.
Paragraph.
Precisamente.
Precisely.
Recepción.
Reception?
Recession.
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 Yeah,
sorry.
Recession.
Recession.
Egoísta.
Selfish.
Good. And soldado.
Soldier.
Very good. Soldier.
Soldier.
Very good.
Soldier.
Stay with us, folks. Mickey Lehrer will be back with you in 4 minutes with summer fun. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan son diferentes a otros cursos intensivos.